died in office. What do we have for consensus up to that point, Mr. Watson, up until Section 6? Do we have everything before that as consensus?
Yeah. Mr. Chairman, I believe we have consensus because the language is identical except for that one last sentence.
Do we have consensus on the one last sentence?
Did the work group come up with which preference they had? Or?
Mr. Chair, the work group had said when we discussed this that we would take the House language, but frankly, I don't remember why.
I have that last sentence on the sentence I'd scratched out.
House it is.
Okay, Senator Higgins moves Section 98 on R-145, House all the way to Section 100, Section 101, 102, and 103 up through R-147. Any discussion? Those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. And those provisions are adopted. Do we have to be done at midnight?
Yes.
Or we turn into pumpkins? Okay.
You need a vote to go an hour.
Do we want to go after midnight, or
how much do we have
left before we hit the Dan Sparks modular home provision?
Mr. Chairman, I think we go to about one page 161 with electrical stuff. So we've spent this much time on about 60 pages worth, and we've got about 20 left, right? 14
Well, no. Actually, I think we only have about two pages.
Yeah. Okay.
Do we keep plowing forward?
Yeah. So
why don't we vote?
Mr. Chairman, I would move that we continue to meet until 12:20.
Okay. Everyone understand that? Those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those nay. Okay, that passes. Mr. Watson, could you help us out on the next provision of consensus?
Mr. Chairman, skipping 104 on the House side, because I believe that is not consensus. Section 25 on the Senate side, the bottom of page R-147, would allow distribution of food or non-alcoholic beverages at a private gathering or a public meeting or at a parade. But the subcommittee, I believe, recommends that the value be raised to $5 on line 87.26 and that the authorization for distribution at a parade be deleted.
Good.
We have an editorial comment from the rural members here that, Senator Vickerman, how many parades are in your district? If you had to hand out candy, you'd be bankrupt. You must have at least 25 parades.
Huh?
Okay.
About 32, you might get
it. Are we up to $5 then on 87.26? So that's if you have a town meeting in your district, you can provide a cup of coffee or a pop for your constituents. Mm-hmm. Any discussion?
Chair, I'll move Section 25 as amended.
Okay. Any discussion? Representative Hilty moves R-147, Section 25. Those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. The provision is adopted. Mr. Watson.
Mr. Chairman, section on page R-148, Section 105, I believe they agreed to just not include that. Section 106 is a conforming change to changes that were made a year or so ago on the filing period for candidates in hospital board elections.
Okay. Senator Higgins moves Section 106. Was that a consensus?
Yes. Yes.
Those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Nay. Provision is adopted. Mr. Watson.
Mr. Chairman, Section 26 on page R-149 on the Senate side is parallel to language that you discussed earlier with regard to state officials. This is the language having to do with trinkets or memento for local officials, and so I would guess you would set that aside until you figure out what to do on the state officials.
I don't think we can poll our locals like our legislators, but does the group feel that we should do for them whatever we do for ourselves so we don't have a two-tiered system? Okay. We will just not forget to do that. Mr. Watson?
Mr. Chairman, moving to page R-150 on the bottom of 49 and then the top of 150, Section 27 on the Senate side is a requirement that a guardian notify the ward once a year about the ward's status of the ward's right to vote.
Is that a consensus item?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Representative Hilty, De La Forest. Okay, Representative De La Forest moves section 27, bottom of R149, top of 150. Any discussion? Those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. And that one is adopted. Ms. Watson?
Mr. Chairman, on page 150 and 151, section 107, the appropriation is in the HAVA bill. Likewise, section 108 at the bottom of page 151 and section 109 on the top of page 152. Likewise, section 110, all of those sections are in the HAVA bill. Section 111 about random audits by the Campaign Finance Board, I believe, is a controversial issue. Section 112, the repealers, I believe that both of, or all three of those are in. The 204B.22, I forget what that one is.
Number of election judges.
Oh, number of election judges. 204C50, sub 7 is the sunset on the post-election review. And then the rules that are repealed are rules of the Campaign Finance Board that are obsolete.
And Mr. Chair?
Senator Higgins?
If we're not changing the number of election judges, does there have to be something coming out of there? Or have we...
Do we need to make a decision on that?
It depends. This repealer goes with whatever you decide to do on that formula for election judges. If you don't change that, you wouldn't want to do this repeal.
Okay.
That's right.
I think the consensus might be just to do the obsolete rule repeal at this point. Does that sound right?
Well, and the 204C50 is the sunset on post-election review.
And we know we want to do
that. We have new language adopted to take care of that?
Yes.
Right. Okay. Yeah, so would we want to do both of those then? Yeah, Mr.
Chairman. Maybe the Secretary of State's office can help me out here. The election judges, wasn't that just in precincts where they were using paper ballots? Well, we can
maybe come back to that tomorrow. I don't like repealing things unless they kind of know what we're doing.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay. What's this Article 10?
This is
that was controversial, the periodic state and local election.
They punted written next to this.
Yeah.
Back to the committee.
Setting like four days when elections can be set, and we didn't talk about it very much. I know I don't like it, but
I have heard people have contacted me, Mr. Chairman, so they have objections to that.
Let's do that some other time, if at all. What else do we have?
Or not?
And Article 11 goes along with that. Those are conforming amendments. And that, I think, brings you to the end of the election material.
Wow.
Mr. Chair?
Senator Higgins?
There was one item that we reached consensus on 147 on the House side, Section 104. It wasn't the thing that we thought it was, and it isn't right, and so we're not going to put this in.
A consensus not to do it.
A consensus to not.
That's correct, Mr. Chair.
Mr. Weir, I think it was a strong enough consensus that we actually had to move to delete this.
Well, we'll just ignore it. I mean, we could take a knife out and stab at it, but I think we'll just let it lie and it won't get adopted. But was there someone who wanted to testify on that?
No.
That's been waiting all day? Okay, I would say no anyway. So, we're actually before our deadline. What do we have then after this? It's the.
There's one more piece, Mr. Watson, on page 25. Oh, and I think I have an amendment to it.
Oh yeah.
R25.
Yes. Okay. On the House side. Section 9.
Section 9.
On. This doesn't have consensus, but we have 10 minutes, and maybe we can figure it out if you want to.
As we can get. If we get a target, we're going to be moving more to the fiscal stuff. So I think Senator Kincaid and I want to get done as many of these easier provisions as we can now. So, Senator Higgins.
Mr. Chair, this would allow the Secretary of State to sell the intellectual property rights associated with the new voter registration system that we as a state spent $5.3 million or something on last year. And the amendment that's just being passed out would put that money that might come in if and when the
system is sold to other states or other local units of government, it would put those receipts back into the HAVA account. This money was federal money that we received to build this system, and it is one-time money, but we all know that computer systems need to be upgraded, and as we heard from Mr. Sulem, the townships, well, everybody will have programming costs. This is a fund that could be used to help those townships and those cities and counties pay for that program. It can be used for ongoing costs related to the voter registration system and having people vote. And so I think that this would be a really good thing that we could do to ensure that we have ongoing funds to do the work that we need to do here in elections. So I would move the 817 amendment.
Okay. The Secretary of State, do you guys have a comment on this? You're okay with it? Representative De La Forest? Representative Hilty?
Mr. Chairman.
Okay. Senator Higgins moves the 817 amendment, which would take the place of the provision that we have that you identified in the bill.
No, it would be add-on.
No. Oh, it would be added on to this. Okay, so on R25, Senator Higgins moves the language on 13.35 to 14.2 with the conforming amendment on mark A17. Does everybody understand that?
Yes.
Any discussion? Those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, nay. That item is adopted. Members, I think we've accomplished an enormous amount of stuff tonight. I'm not exactly sure if people need to be fully informed on the modular home issue. Senator Kaskin, did we give people notice on that, or did we decide
yet,
to punt
Mr.
that?
Chairman, we had tentatively thought that we'd get to that on Wednesday, but I was thinking that because we made good progress, that we could try and notify them to be here tomorrow. Mr. Hyland was here earlier, but we'll try and do that. I was just quickly making a list of myself, Mr. Chairman, of things that I know we have pending. So just we need to talk about that wireless issue that the House has a provision, and we were told we need to advise. We've got the Minnesota Amateur Sports Commission planning to come tomorrow and give us more detail about their plans for their development. We've got the issue of the healthcare purchasing authority. We have the modular homes issue kind of pending. We've got some issues around publications. And then we've got a couple of agencies that the House is slated not to be funded, and we may want to allow them a little bit of time to speak. I'm trying to think of, off the top of my head, those are the things that occur to me. I'm trying to think if there were some other things that we had, Ms. Keel, if we'd scheduled some other things tentatively for tomorrow. And hopefully by tomorrow we will have come to an agreement on target and be able to move very quickly. So,
Mr. Chair, the House has some issues before Ways and Means tomorrow afternoon after session. With that schedule, what are your plans for?
Representative Solberg, we have a majority of the houses on Ways and Means on this side, so a quorum of the House has to be absent during Ways and Means. Representative Silver, what's the time frame on Ways and Means? Are you familiar? I know
1 hour after the session.
Okay, session is at 10 o'clock, and we are expecting to wrap up around noon or by noon. If Ways and Means met at, say, 1 or 2 o'clock and went for 1 or 2 hours, is the Senate busy tomorrow?
Mr. Chairman, I believe that we are going to be going in at 9, and we'll be taking up a fairly slim list of items. I would expect we'll be done by about noon. So we could probably meet when the House is available in the afternoon.
Mr. Chair, I know on the agenda there are a couple of controversial bills. One of them is not controversial, but it's a very good bill that takes some testimony. That's mine.
Okay. I better be there to vote for that one.
Yeah, I'll have to. And then the Smith's bill on child support.
Yes, that's controversy.
So you can expect probably at least
flowers.
A 2 or 3 hours if the Ways and Means.
Why don't members, it's up to the chair, as Senator
Chairman, I also point out that we probably have to have some more conversations with the leaderships of the House and the Senate to try and get to a target. So that'll take us, that's what delayed you all this evening waiting for us. So perhaps it would be best if we just planned to meet like at 6:30, then people could take a little break. Mm-hmm. Come back and not be waiting around here forever. Representative Seifert and I were talking about how frustrating it is when you're a member of a conference committee and you're waiting and waiting and waiting, or a member of the audience. So that might be more practical to do it that way, Mr. Chairman.
I would concur, and I think if I could have Mr. Shepard and Ms. McKnight come up with a cheat sheet for the members, similar to what we had to do, which has unresolved items. This should be a much narrower list. We had
one page.
We had 3 pages that we were working with. We've got some veterans items, I think, that we'd like to talk about at some point that should go quickly. And some of these items will fall to the wayside, and then I'm going to try to redraft some of these and offer them to the Senate, either privately or publicly, to see if we can get some agreement on modified language. Add some sunsets, increase some limits, change some things around, work with the folks out in the audience to see if we can get some agreement on some of these items. And to be honest, the policy language we should be wrapped up with tomorrow or Wednesday, and I'm hopeful we're going to get a target tomorrow and we can get moving on Wednesday with moving on the financing. So I think 6:30 is a good time just for us to gather our thoughts and give us a break on not rushing. But Mr. Shepard, do you think you'd be able to put an unresolved item list together for us?
Mr. Chair and members, the item is the same. There's about, I think you, we didn't include any elections items on it, so you decided, I believe, 3 things on there tonight, and the rest of them, many of them are not controversial, I don't think. But I think that list is virtually identical, and Mr. Bodern and I can consult on it tomorrow and compare notes and then put together a list for you. But I think pretty much what you have is accurate.
Okay, and is Mr. Peterson here from the AG's office? I can't imagine that he would be, but I think what we're going to do is try to, or when I get the gavel back, we're going to try to get an agreement worked out on the deposit of what threshold in the general fund as opposed to what they keep for themselves, and stop moving that sunset out 1 year at a time. I'm just tired of dealing with that issue, so we'll try to get that figured out. So,
well, Mr. Chairman, Senator Kachetan, we have a very late schedule. We're going to be out by maybe 11 o'clock tomorrow.
I think that's correct, Senator Larson, for the Senate, but it sounds like the House is going in a little bit later than us, and then they have Ways and Means afterwards, and then we do have to meet, chairs will have to meet with the governor's office and leadership. So just trying to be practical, I'd like to tell you we'd meet in the afternoon, but then we might catch you up in the same kind of wait-around situation you were in today, whereas if we give you a break in the afternoon, the Senate could take a break, the House members who aren't in Ways and Means could take a break and plan to come in, it might be better. I know there's a... Oh, it's just occurred to me.
I expect we'll go to midnight tomorrow night.
We may.
So some of the agenda items that we're interested in could be put off till about 8, 9 o'clock.
Yeah, I know certain people have certain celebrations on certain days.
Yeah, we have a big celebration tomorrow night, so I have to go there.
Ramaka.
So,
maybe Aquavit, yeah. So,
okay.
Yeah, sure.
And Ms. McKnight will work on an unresolved item. Mr. Watson, you guys can cross-reference on unresolved elections item.
No,
back. Okay, meeting's adjourned.
Thank you, members.